All today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231, the Staples CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. Bring up anything. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Going right into the phone calls. We start with Brad in New Hampshire on the amplifier line. Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have some good news.
Okay.
The contest, to get your co-host there to disrobe.
Oh, God. Not entirely, just my shirt.
Just his upper torso. We're up to $725 for a free Talk Live donation to the Ron Paul campaign.
Wow.
And anyone who is, there's a gentleman who called a little while ago who said that he was making a donation. If anyone would like to help us get to $1,000, just they can either go on the BBFs or call in and pledge their support, and I'll add them to the list. And we're creeping right up on $1,000.
Has it not been less than a week, or how long has it been since this idea was proffered?
I think it was a week ago, Ian, that we started this, or maybe a week and a half.
That's pretty darn good. Now, is your $1,000 total, is it tallying in the $250 that Kurt, I believe it was Kurt in Michigan, offered up a few days ago?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is, in fact. And that's a very, very generous offer on Kurt's part. And, there'll be a lot of people happy with the desired result.
So basically, at this point, you say we only need about $250 more bucks, so that's like 25 people doing $10 a piece. That's doable.
That's right. That's right. That's true. I mean, there's for all these people who call in and, ask about Mark taking off his shirt, you would think that would be an easy goal to reach.
I think so. I think you can do it, Brad. It was a fine idea, and it'll result in $1,000 going into the campaign coffers of Ron Paul. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. It really is. Brilliant idea.
What about me? It's not a win-win for me.
You?
Well.
You're a good sport.
I'm just willing to do it for Ron Paul.
I'd like to bring up another thing, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
I was just listening to a Cato Daily podcast, and they're talking about how she wants to match, or she's concerned because not enough Americans are saving money. So now, in Gard, I'm sure you'll love this if you haven't heard of it already, but
yeah.
She wants to match anyone's savings up to $1,000. This is a program that's going to cost, I think, $20 billion. That's what they said.
Oh,
so essentially, she's going to encourage people to save money by stealing our money and giving them up to $1,000.
What a bizarro world we live in. I mean, couldn't you just let us keep it in the first place? I'll be fine. Thanks very much.
Yeah. This is in addition to the fact that she also wants to give people or newborn babies $5,000 of our money. In her baby bonds program. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Mark, you mentioned that a couple weeks ago.
And you know what, man? You know what's so funny about that one is if she would just reduce the size of the federal government, she could give everybody the equivalent of $5,000 back.
She can't buy votes with someone else's money.
Yeah, right. It's just so bogus. And then we could invest it and actually do a good job with the investment. And
we'd
be relying on them.
Right. We'd be far more wealthy than $5,000 per person.
Yeah, it's absolutely sick. This is sick. Do people not realize this woman is a communist?
Oh, isn't it amazing, man? And you know what something is? I don't know if you've heard her. You probably have heard her talking about how she hates the Federalist Society.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw her on with Charlie Rose one time because, I was trying to find a way to fall asleep. But, Charlie's all right. But, and by the way, I don't know if you know this. He went on dates with Laura Ingraham, of all things. There's an interesting couple. But, it was fascinating because she says, oh, this Federalist Society, they stand for things that are just completely alien to America. Like, what are you talking about? The Federalist Society is for strict constructionism on the Constitution. Every possible thing you come up with, of course they're going to oppose it. That's why you hate them, because it does not conform to the U.S. Constitution. Jeez.
This woman is such bad news. And if anyone in New Hampshire is listening and they have a red flag with a sickle and a hammer, if I could borrow it, I'd like to go to her next campaign rally and wave it proudly for her.
Creative, man. Awesome.
It's just disgusting. I can't believe, there's a lot of people who probably endorse the idea of having a woman for president. And certainly, I think it's about time that our country diversified. But
yeah, fine.
A lot of people are probably supporting her having no idea the trouble she's going to cause.
But not this woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to vent on that. And Gard, I love your show. Definitely a hat tip to you. And I love your segments on Hillary Clinton. So it certainly informed me a lot about what she's doing, but it's just ridiculous. And I can't believe people don't realize this.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's interesting over on my show that the feeling that I get on doing my show versus doing the show with Ian and Mark, with these guys, you know, my good friends now, is quite different because over there, you know, I have to answer to the management to a certain extent, even though they're really good guys and they have a real hands-off attitude. I constrain myself in some ways when I'm talking to certain people or I might be bringing something up. For example, I'll give you an example. Newt Gingrich was advertising on our show. I got the email about the Newt people who wanted to advertise there, so I had to make a decision. In this case, I made the decision that if I did not hit Newt Gingrich appropriately, as he should be hit on a number of issues, I would not be doing my audience a service. So I had to, you know, be straight up with these guys and say, look, guys, you know, I've got to talk about Newt, and I've got to, you know, bring this guy down to size. I'm going to really make him look bad because it's very clear this has to be done. In some cases, when I'm talking to maybe a local politician or somebody who's just coming in, I might just sort of wait a little bit before I get combative with them until I get to the end.
That's a good idea in any case.
Yeah.
We do that on this show.
Yeah,
you want to basically smooth the way for them. You want to sort of make it seem like it's going to be a softball interview and then transition into the more hardball
and
serious questions.
You make them stumble, absolutely.
Let them dig their own grave.
Yeah, exactly right. And another example, like for example, I'll play the Sonic song, The Witch. When I go to play Hillary Clinton stuff, which is a bit of an ad hominem attack, but it really has to do with the content of her character. It really drives me crazy. And I don't do it that often because I don't want the management to think I'm constantly negative. But when you are in a position where politicians and those who are aggrandized because of their decisions are constantly trying to find ways to attenuate my neighbor's liberty, I have to go out there and defend. And it's going to be negative. It's got to be negative. That's the way it is. And I try to come up with positive stuff.
It sounds negative, but it's positive. The positive message overall.
It should be the positive message of freedom. And it's real tricky. So I appreciate you.
Is breaking down the government and their lies a negative thing necessarily?
Right. Did the abolitionists have a negative message?
Well, that's why coming out here talking to you guys is so great because, you know, I'll be on my own, but when I hear you guys, you're always able to turn around and make it positive. So I'm glad you like the show, man. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thanks, God. So yeah. I just wanted to call up and say that Hillary Clinton makes me ill, and if a few more people could throw some money towards Mark disrobing, that'd be super.
That would. And where can they find that? It's on the BBS. There's a thread. What form is it under? Is it general?
I think it's under general. There's two threads. Someone started another one, but if you just search for Mark and Torso, you'll find it.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate it,
take
as
care,
always. 800-259-9231.
It says good things about my torso that they don't want to see you without your shirt on.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, the longer this goes on, the more he's going to be able to work out even more to get even more buff. And, you know, it's just
going to... Oh, yeah. Because I've been going to the gym every day.
What have you been going, like once every other week or something?
I haven't been to the gym in a long time.
Yeah. You go to the sauna from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of action in the sauna.
All right. Let's go to Richard in California. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
I like the idea of the Free State Project, and I've been looking for land on the Internet.
Okay.
And I can't seem to find a banana belt in New Hampshire.
What the hell is a banana belt?
An area where it has like mild winters. And
oh, I see. Sorry. Right, you're not going to find that in New Hampshire.
No, I know.
Are pulling for global warming to turn this into the new French Riviera, though.
Hey, it could be a long-term outlook. So what areas do you think would give somebody a large degree of privacy?
Well, certainly up in Coos County, near the top of the state. The farther you go,
it's cold. It's really cold.
But come on. By New Hampshire standards, who cares? It's 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees colder.
No, I think it gets much colder than that. I'm not positive on that. I think it gets significantly colder than that up there.
You'll need wood.
You don't really need to go up north to get... You don't really need to go up north to get privacy. I mean, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a wonderful little city of 25,000 in the southwest corner of the state. But all you have to do is drive 2 minutes, and you're in the woods. So, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of woods in New Hampshire.
take a tour around. Stop by, look around a little bit. In fact, you know, you might want to stop by for the
Liberty Forum.
Coming up in
Medical Marijuana comes to New Hampshire.
Well, that's why we need you here to help it happen sooner, my man. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And, yes, people are working on it, but the more activists we have, the sooner it'll be.
Sure.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD,
books,
music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photos,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supplies,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Ennis from Midas. October 15, 2007. Gold, 758 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 781.32, 385.20 for half, 192.60 for quarter. That's 781.32, 385.20, and 192.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us.
By the way, those features include the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Get on there and get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Now, lastly, it's been a little while since we've talked about this, but earlier in the show, we were talking about the existence of government. I want to get back into that. But first, I want to finish this email that I was reading earlier. I had written an email to a local talk show host here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's an older gentleman, probably in his 70s. Nice enough guy. I've met him in person. He's had me on his show. You can download the archive at the publicity page at freetalklive.com. But, you know, I like him personally, and he is somebody who believes in less government. At least he purports to believe in less government.
Yeah.
And so somebody that likes to claim to believe in less government, you can make the presumption that they have a reverence to some extent for the U.S. Constitution. Right? That's a fair jump to make.
I think so.
Yeah.
And so that's what I said to him in this email, because he'd emailed me this, video where in the subject line he said, "Yeehaw, score 4 for the good guys." And it was a video of some troops killing some anonymous people on the battlefield in Iraq. There was no way to, of course, tell.
Of course, they were Middle Easterners, so they must have been guilty.
Right, and they're American troops, so they must be good guys. And so these are the things I was questioning in my email back to him. And I said, you know, do good guys follow unconstitutional orders? I mean, theoretically, someone who believes in the Constitution would have to say no to that. In which case, should the government only follow the Constitution when it's convenient? How anybody who purports to believe in the Constitution could agree with that statement is absurd. And then I said, well, if a soldier is given an unconstitutional order, is he obligated to follow it? Now, I don't know what the answer to that is. I would think that by the thing that they say, the oath that they swear when they become a member of the military, that they will defend the Constitution from threats, foreign and domestic.
Right.
I would think the answer to that would be no, he's not obligated. If he's given an unconstitutional order, it should be his duty or obligation to refuse to follow that order.
But that's not really the attitude in the military or the military supporters. The attitude sort of is
Anything goes.
Right. Well, you know that a good soldier follows orders, whether it kills him or whether it violates the Constitution, whatever. You know, they follow those orders.
And that's what I want him to, you know, if he writes me back, I'm hoping he will explain his viewpoint on this. And if he does, I'll share it with you. But I said, then I followed up with this one. I said, well, I also imagine that you, as I do, have a healthy appreciation for the right to bear arms. Considering that, who are the good guys in the following scenario? It is the aftermath of a natural disaster. Police and National Guardsmen have been given orders to go house to house confiscating firearms to ensure safety. After successfully confiscating several guns, they arrive at the house of a family who refuses to submit to their demands. The family threatens to use force to defend their right to bear arms. Who are the good guys in that situation? Now, to somebody who, like this gentleman, has a serious respect for the military, someone who believes the military, it's America's military, so it can do no wrong, the military right is always right, and America's wonderful. Well, what happens when those same military members are given orders to go confiscate firearms? I'm curious as to what he's going to say to that question. Because if he doesn't believe that that could happen in America, he's wrong. It did happen after Hurricane Katrina.
That's right.
So who are the good guys in that situation? To me, it seems like the family's the good guys. They're the ones that are protecting their freedoms.
Seems to me.
So
they're within their rights.
So we'll see what he says to that. Anyway, we were talking earlier about government. And does government really exist?
Oh, right.
Government buildings and government police cars and government, you know, textbooks and laws, do all the existence of these physical objects, does that actually mean that government itself exists?
Right. We got into the subject through the driver's license question, and whether or not that seems to be one of the most problematic areas, whether or not the government owns the roads. And we also talked a little bit about how it is sort of analogous to the idea of, practically speaking, the government being similar to the person who owns the land at the particular time, even if it was ill-gotten. I don't think that that's exactly analogous, because that brings in ideas of common law and inheritance and the natural right of the person who got the land to be able to pass it on to his offspring. So you're going all the way back. And you look at a government entity that is a facade. It's just a name that we apply to a legalized coercion force.
Right. I mean, gangs exist.
Yeah.
The mafia exists, okay? And people calling themselves government exist. So the people that are, you know, that believe they are government agents, those people exist too. And their guns are real. So it's not like I'm living in some fantasy land where I don't believe that these people really are out there. They are. The thing is there really government, or is there just a concept that exists in all of our minds that there is government? Because it seems to me when you strip away the flags and you strip away the pomp and the circumstance, all you really have are a group of men and women doing business at the point of a gun. That seems to me the reality of the situation. Am I wrong about that?
I don't think so. Practically speaking, that's precisely what government is. And people enter and leave those offices all the time, so we apply the name of government to these new people who come in, the other ones who leave, the people who get all the benefits from them. In a way, you can think about it, and we're almost fooled because we have a supposed document that is supposed to be the rule book for the operation of that government.
Which they don't adhere to.
They don't adhere to it. They don't pay any attention to it.
They pay lip service to it, but that's about it.
Exactly. It's an empty totem, and it's like a piñata, when they can hit it and get something out of it, they'll hit it. And if it's for their benefit, they'll use the term. And you think about over in England where they don't have a written constitution, and you say to yourself, well, shoot, maybe
it's not that much worse over there.
Yeah, maybe at least they're dealing honestly there and saying, well, look, we're just sort of operating according to tradition here, and we're just going to keep going this way, and we don't really care about what's written down.
And largely we are operating, from tradition. The Supreme Court says something is constitutional or unconstitutional. Whether the average person, the average reasonable person reading the Constitution would see that or not, these are the experts, and they just decide how the government's going to look, and it largely doesn't look like it should, from what I can see.
It doesn't look the way the founders, the founding fathers had intended it to look.
No,
certainly not.
I was going to mention, Ian, earlier in the first hour when we were sort of talking about this issue, and it's a sort of abstract concept, conceptual thing, but I mentioned off the air about this Australian thing where there was a document that they found that the Aboriginals had owned a lot of property. They thought these nomadic guys who just went wandering around all over the place, they didn't have any property. The white guys came in when they were settled there over in England. They formed their country in 1880 or something like that. And a lot of the Aboriginals, they just, the white guys moved out there. The Anglo-Saxons moved out there and took the land.
It's theirs.
Yeah. So they ended up taking, because, Mark was talking about the Indians here, they ended up taking stock in this. They went to court. The Aboriginals had this ancient document, and they were able to get their familial ground back up to, I think it was 65 or 70% that they got back from the Australian government out in the outback. It's quite interesting, and it goes to the idea of property rights common law versus statutory law, written law, and government. It's interesting.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Does the government
agree? Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties. and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll get you on the list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are all plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You might believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all customers pay their the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's easy to find. It's the one on the top. That's freetalklive.com for SACL CAI. So we're talking about the concept of government and what it really is. To me, it doesn't differ very much from the mafia. Essentially, government is the mafia, but they've done a magnificent job of covering up their nasty little activities. They've put these this cloak of legitimacy on the violent way they do business. All the rest of us are doing business on a voluntary basis.
Yeah.
I don't go into radio stations and point machine guns at the station owner and demand that he put Free Talk Live on the air.
Well, the government doesn't point machine guns at anyone. It just threatens to point machine guns
at
you.
Try putting a radio station on the air and without their permission and see what happens. I mean, they will come out with the machine guns.
Well, they'll at least have automatic weapons on their hips when they come into
and occasionally it'll make an example of someone like, say, oh, I don't know, Ed and Elaine Brown.
Right.
And, yeah.
So they're basically a violent group of people that is doing business at the point of a gun. And that's what we really need to put a stop to. What's important about, and I understand, Mark, that you disagree with their tactics. But what's important about people like Lauren Canario, people who are getting arrested for driving without a permit, driving without their government papers, that sort of thing. What's important is that if there's more of that is done, if there comes to a point of critical mass, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but theoretically at least, follow me on the theory here.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if enough people come to the understanding that what we are dealing with is a violent gang and that they don't deserve respect, and that they don't deserve, to have their orders followed. If more people start to refuse to participate in their mandatory little systems, then it starts to break down. Because there's a certain point at which you can only throw so many people in jail. You can only put so many refuseniks into a jail cell before the economy starts to suffer, before people start to be outraged about their nonviolent friends or family members who've never.
We already have more people in jail than any other country on the planet.
Exactly, and it's already a big problem. But the people that are in jail didn't go to jail because they wanted to refuse the state. They went to jail because they had a joint in their ashtray. They were living free. That much is true. But they weren't doing it purposefully in opposition to the state's rules. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference between what a Lauren Canario does by not carrying a license on purpose because she wants to live free, and somebody who just wants to get high.
Right.
So the more people that do what Lauren is doing, or what any of the other civil disobedience activists out there are doing, the more people that start getting arrested for this, the more of an issue it will become. And the more absurd it will become that these are our friends and our coworkers and family members that are being plucked from their productive lives, operating in the private world, in an economy that's done on a voluntary basis, turning them into jailed people sitting, occupying cells somewhere that are all going to be a burden on the taxpayer. Like, you know, how many people are you as a taxpayer willing to pay to foot the bill to hold in a jail cell because they just wanted to drive somewhere?
And question to ask you guys in the audience as well. Looking at this, assessing this, in what areas is it most efficient to apply that standard, to start trying to gather that critical mass in a small area of control, like a city or a town, in a state? The way the media is oriented right now, a person who resists can get a lot of national coverage, can get a lot of state coverage, mm-hmm. can get a lot of local coverage. How long does that coverage last? How long will people talk about it? Can you get people to congregate and support that individual? On a local level, maybe. Can you get something changed more quickly in a small area of control rather than under a large area of control? These are all considerations.
It's an excellent
question.
When
you move out there, yeah, and you've got all these different things. Like with the Free State Project we mentioned before, we have people who are protesters and never get involved with government. We have the people who will get involved with government to try to pare it down, to
right.
talk to these politicians.
The inside system people.
Yes, yes. And I think we need them both, and we need those people to get out there and get their faces seen. So stunts, tricks, ploys, editorials, video, all these different things, they all have their place.
Absolutely.
And choosing where to do these things, choosing where to resist to get the biggest bang for your effort, tricky. I haven't figured that all out yet.
Well, the activists have been arguing
about
this.
I'd say
this,
we buy an island in the Caribbean, nice and warm, and just set up.
It's been tried, and what happens is people will come in and try to take you over.
Mm. Not if you buy it properly.
The government people don't care if you bought the island properly.
Well,
they'll
you buy it properly
and
make as the specification that it will be seceded from whatever government you buy
it
from.
You'd have to have people with gunboats to defend yourself in that case. It's been tried, Mark. And they failed.
What are you talking about? I don't know anything
about
this.
There have been people that did that. They went to an island and with the purposes of living free. And, like, the king of Tonga came in with, gunships. And I don't know which island it was, and I don't know if it was the king of Tonga, but I swear to you, people have tried this.
Really wish that you had more information on
and
that.
And they failed.
I'm sure one of our listeners will let me know by the time.
Which is why the Free State Project came up as an idea. Anyway, to get back to your question, Gardner, people have been arguing about this, friendly debate, in the freedom movement here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure elsewhere. You know, well, what is more effective? What's the most effective way to affect change? You know, should we be focusing more on civil disobedience? Is the political process a waste of time? I don't know what the answers are, and that's why I think what you say is so important, that it all needs to be done. There have to be people on all the sides. There have to be people doing civil disobedience. There have to be people doing politics. There have to be people doing the media to cover everything. And so we need to have this multi-pronged approach to liberty. Eventually, we might figure out, you know, over time, well, looks like when we do civil disobedience, it draws more attention faster, and therefore those laws are repealed quicker. You know, so we might end up determining that. But the only way to know for sure is to give it all a try and see what happens. Specifically, though, to get everybody in the same place to do it together is really what's the most important factor.
Yeah,
and that's why the Free State Project is going to work and is working.
And Ian, it's on a personal, sentimental level. It's just so amazing to think that you're working in the same direction as people like F.A. Harper and people like Richard Ebeling over at Foundation for Economic Education, like von Mises or Ayn Rand or Bastiat or any of these people who were out there and stood so alone. I mean, look at Frederick Bastiat over in France.
Mm-hmm. 1800s.
Yeah. He's dying of tuberculosis, and he's writing The Law, which turns out to be one of the greatest, most perennially read documents of freedom. You look at some of these other folks, and to think that, you know, people are actively acting out those principles and trying to expand it, it's really great. So there are a lot of heroes who are coming out now.
That's why I say now is the time for liberty, because the people you're talking about, Bastiat and the other scholars, the writers, those are the idea men. Those are the guys that came up with the concepts, and they wrote them down, and they made some of them easier to digest than others, but they made it so people could digest them and come to understand them better, and that way, you know, other writers like Harry Brown of more recent times were able to really put it into it. Because it's easier to read a Harry Brown book than it is some Frenchman from the 1800s.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. So it's easier to digest it down even further and get it understandable and mass market it. And, the Libertarian Party, as much as they've failed over the last 30 years, they did succeed in uncovering people who believe in freedom and activating them. And now we have the Free State Project. And now we have the Internet, where the people who have this information are much, much more effectively sharing that information. You've got the Ron Paul phenomenon that only exists because of the Internet. Ron Paul is only something because the Internet is there, and liberty lovers are populating the Internet, and they're learning at a clip that is unheard of. Before you had to hunt around, and you had to know the authors, and you had to know where to get the books. Now it's just a few keystrokes away. The increase in liberty that we can see as a result of all this is tremendous. We can come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that we give you everything on our website for free, and then we ask you on a voluntary basis to pony up a few bucks a month. $3, that's all we're asking for. That's a fraction of the price of some of these other radio websites that charge you in advance for everything. We just give everything away and say, hey, you like it? Yeah, send us a few bucks. And then you get some perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in-line chat room and forum and a few other things. amp.freetalklive.com. But the basic concept is that that money is not going to paychecks. What that money's doing is it's going to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations so we can get more stations talking about liberty and freedom and thereby more new people in America hearing the message of liberty again. Because as we were talking about a few moments ago, the Internet has become a critical, critical aspect to spreading the message of freedom and liberty. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, they talk a lot about the Berlin Wall coming down and that sort of thing, and that being a turning point, of course, the fall of communism in the USSR, all of those being really important turning points. And they were. And they're very easy to identify. You know, you can look back in history and you can say, oh, yeah, Berlin Wall, come down. Oh, that's great. But it's a relatively short-lived event. The Internet isn't an event, so to speak. But I would have to say that the existence of and popularity of the Internet, how popular it has become and how easy it has become to use over the last 10 years, that has to be what is, I mean, it really is like a wall coming down. It's like a wall coming down that is allowing people to access information yeah. unlike anything they've ever been able to access in the past 100 years. I mean, the access that the average person now has is unparalleled in human history. The people in power would never have wanted something like this to happen. But luckily for us, the people in power are government people, and government operates very slowly. If they'd seen what was coming,
If they knew what this internet would be, they would have put a stop to it as soon as they possibly could. Yeah. But luckily, it was too little too late. They weren't able to do that, and the internet has broken out in an amazing way that not only is the internet itself sort of a wall coming down, but the internet has led to other walls coming down. Not only is the wall of information down and everyone now has access to it, but also the power of the internet, the way that they can transfer massive amounts of information in short amount of time has also brought down the wall of old media. You can see that falling too. All of these old institutions of power, the institutions of knowledge, you don't have to go to college to learn nowadays. In fact, it's probably smarter to not go to college if you actually want to learn something right. Yeah. You can learn on your own online, and you can make your own media. Free Talk Live is here today because of the internet.
That's absolutely true.
It's not because of some, visionary program directors, although there are some that have added our show, but that was after the fact. We got to the point of being on more radio stations because we can leverage the internet, because we're leveraging the ability to reach out to people and create our own media in our own way without necessarily having to go through the gatekeepers of the old media. And so there's this interesting thing that's happening, and we're just inside it right now. We're on the cusp, but look at YouTube. I mean, Google paid billions of dollars for YouTube.
It's amazing.
I mean, one has ever sold a TV station for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Ever.
And YouTube doesn't have near the billing that a TV station has behind it either.
Yeah. And just on a personal level, again, going back over to the sentimental side of things, I sit there in front of YouTube with my niece. And she'll put in something to watch, a Naruto homemade video by some kid who's 13,
mm-hmm.
who's taken some music and taken clips from Naruto, the anime, and put them all together and edited them so that they
copyright violation, put that young man in jail.
And she is just, and you look on it, it's got 500,000 hits.
Wow.
And it's, you say to yourself, yeah, if you had done something where 500,000 people had seen it within a week, when I was 10 years old, I would have been sitting there going, what? It's not even possible. But now we don't even think about it. You're just doing it. You're doing it for your own entertainment purposes. You see it out there. Maybe it'll have an effect on your life down the line, but it sure has had a lot, an effect on your ability to enjoy yourself and for other people to enjoy themselves.
That's a great point. The fact that now, today, with YouTube and these other things, because it's not just YouTube, there are other competition, different things out there that allow you to leverage this internet to create media that can compete with the old media. I thought it was a great point that, in the 80s, this would have been unheard of.
Oh, man.
You would have never conceptualized this, but now we take it for granted. We don't expect it. You can't put a video up on YouTube and expect it to go viral and have 500,000 views, but it's totally possible, and it happens more often than you think.
Hey, man, I'm doing skits on my show. When I did skits when I was a teenager, fake whatever it was, maybe 10 people would hear it. To mm-hmm. think that, wow, cool, I'm doing this impression of Bill Cosby, and I can put video behind it, and, a bunch of people watch it, that's just really neat. But, to go back to an earlier point you were making, Newt Gingrich is back in the news, and he is not ruling out a potential run when it comes up in 2012. He'll be, 8,000 years old or something like that. And so he says he still has time because he'll be Ronald Reagan's age when Reagan ran. So I'm thinking to myself, that's great. But in addition to it, he is, of course, saying, before we lose all our liberties, we again should take a real close look at this internet thing. Because this internet thing could, be very dangerous. So, again, you're talking about free speech before we lose all our liberties.
What?
Because of some terrible attack that we encounter, we really should get a handle of this viral medium of the internet.
Right. He's desperately worried about the internet.
Yeah, well,
and
he
I
should
think
be.
Part of it is that he doesn't like, he's obviously worried about terrorism. I'll grant him that. But he is worried about people like you guys and
right.
people like the audience.
He's worried about his power and his government's legitimacy being threatened, because it is currently being threatened in a way that it has never been before. Before, if there were some, you know, upstarts making a lot of noise, they could easily crack down and shut him out and shut him down without very many people hearing anything about it, or without it spreading beyond, you know, the immediate radius of the vicinity where those people happen to be located. Now the dissenters are everywhere. They're diffuse. They're decentralized. The internet makes it so they can be anonymous, and it also makes it so they can be, you know, they can have influence and be powerful. And this has to be a scary situation for government, because also government doesn't know what to do. You have to remember, this is the organization where the FBI, a fraction, a good significant percentage of the FBI agents don't even have email addresses.
Right, they tried to put together an email system for the FBI, and they just, sorry, we can't do it.
So I think
we're
really in the middle of some really important changes that we've yet to really see how it's all going to end up manifesting. But if we keep focusing on what we want, and what we want is more liberty, we're moving in that direction, and there's nothing they can do to stop us.
Great example. I'll bring this up. I know you guys, you know, we spoke now about this before, but I went up at the at Porkfest. I went up to speak at Gunstock Mountain. When was that? June, last week of June or so, or first week of July. So I was up there and met this girl who was here from Russia, right? We've been in touch and, through email. Just, you know, you think about this. She came all the way over from Russia with a friend of hers who's living now over in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
There she is. You know, she's got a baseball cap, FSP, Free State Project. She's there. She speaks like five languages. She's there hanging out with all these people who come from all over the place, Florida, California.
Right.
And you think, oh, how did they hear about this? Ah, the internet.
Yep.
It is a community unto its own, unto itself, and it's only going to grow.
Right.
You know, it's like talk radio in its infancy when the big guy started. You know, when he started in 88, it was because Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine. This is a similar thing.
Its power has only just begun to be tapped and just begun to be understood. And we can continue this, but one of the other things I wanted to tie this in was the AMP program.
Yeah.
You have to remember, it's easy to get online and forget the rest of the world. It's easy to get online and then start talking to everybody about, oh, well, you know, the new web browser and all the things that are important to internet people. But you have to remember, there's still a significant percentage of Americans that are in the dark as far as the internet is concerned. They don't have it, or they're Luddites and they're afraid of technology, and they don't, for whatever reason, they're not online, or they're only online for work purposes, and they aren't actually doing anything personal. They're not enriching their personal life. So that's why Free Talk Live's AMP program is also very important as far as spreading liberty is concerned, because we're using the old media, the form of radio transmitters, to bring these new ideas of liberty, or old ideas of liberty, you know, these revolutionary ideas to the...
And radio is called new media.
to the masses.
Yeah.
So that's an important prong. It's important to not forget about the people that aren't online. They deserve a revolution, too. Let's go to the phones. Amplifier line, who is this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, you've got about 20 or 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a correction to something I heard earlier in the show. Great. The UK does have a constitution. They just don't have it all condensed into one document.
Good point.
Very good. Thanks for the correction.
Yes.
We appreciate it. I know that New Zealand does not have any form of constitution.
Really?
If you elect new people in New Zealand, they can completely 100% change everything about the government. Anyway, it's Benny in here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...